question is, I understand this new cures for potential terminal skin cancer. Can you tell me more about that, please?
Sure. There are for basal cell carcinoma and melanoma especially, there are new medications that are available. Basal cell carcinoma specifically has two medications. One is called vismodegib, the other one is called sonitegib. And what they do is they block a pathway in the genetic development of that cancer, so they can really shrink the tumor. And they have given us the ability to non-surgically treat some patients that have monster tumors that otherwise would have had horrific surgeries. In my talk, I just shared a picture of what can happen if somebody has a large one on the shoulder, for example, where they can lose not just their arm, but their shoulder, some ribs. It gets into a major surgery, a life-altering situation for that patient. But with some of these new medications, once this tumor shrinks, their quality of life can almost return back to normal, if not normal. I mean, it can just be amazing. It's almost like a resurrection type of a medicine for these people. It takes them almost from death's door and gives them their life back. For melanoma, it's a similar situation. There are so many drugs, and there are more coming out every year, it seems. And they can do the same thing. It's not expected to have a complete cure for melanoma when you have aggressive metastatic disease, but it is possible in a select set of patients to be cured once it is metastatic. But no one should ever start thinking that chemotherapy will just take care of my cancer. It doesn't matter if I let it go. As soon as you know you have a cancer, you need to treat it no matter what. And hopefully these don't undermine the whole prevention idea. You know, if people start thinking, I don't have to wear sunscreen because if I get cancer, they've got these great treatments. These treatments can do amazing things, but the treatment can sometimes kill you.
Yes.
So you have to be careful, because if we take the wrong perspective, bad things can still happen. But in the right patients, under the right conditions, monitored very closely, some of these new medications, and there's several different molecular pathways in the melanoma treatments that are being targeted, you can really do amazing things there too. I have patients and know of patients that have had complete cure. Again, it's not what you necessarily expect, but it is possible. It's amazing.
So do you think patients, like if they have cancer, chemo is a main thing that they should target, doctors should target them to do?
It depends on the tumor. If surgery should be the first consideration for melanoma and basal cell and squamous cell carcinoma, most skin cancers should have surgery considered as the first line. But when you look at a tumor, sometimes you say, okay, you can't cut that out. You can't cut the person's head off to cure them. And sometimes the tumors are that big that they would require that. So you have to look at other options. But surgery should always be your first option. If surgery is not your only, if it's not your first option, then you have other options now that are very good. And sometimes you need a combination of things. Surgery, chemotherapy, radiation. You have to put it all together in every single patient. There's recipes for curing cancer, but you still have to treat every person individually.
Yeah, because
everyone's different.
Yeah, that's true. So, to what stage, if you're seeing a patient and he has, just say, melanoma, and he's walking around with this thing and he doesn't know, and you want, like, I saw a patient and I told him, you know what, I think you should come to my dermatologist because this is bad that you're walking around. So he says, no, I've had it for years and it's nothing. And he still doesn't want to.
We're trying to educate patients through internet, commercial advertising, pamphlets. It's also about educating primary care physicians and pediatricians who see patients from very young ages so that they think about it more often. I had a similar example. I was in a shopping mall one time, and I saw a patient with almost 3-centimeter wound on his face, and he's just working in the store, and I went up to him, got him in a private situation, and I said, hey, you got skin cancer on your face, you need to get that taken care of. And he said, no, it's a wart. it's been there for 10 years. And I said, it's not a wart. I do this every day. Come over to my office. I'll biopsy. I won't even charge you so you don't think I'm trying to get your money. I said, I'll just prove to you it's a skin cancer and then you go do what you want. Mm-hmm. So he came over to my office. I biopsied it. Huh. Wow. Really? He was shocked. He had no idea. So then after that, he was able to get it treated appropriately. But it was huge. And so it's patient education just takes many forms. I'm proud of you for telling the person they needed to get that spot check. That's what you got to do. But it's all about education. People have to, you have to think about it at a very early age.
That's true. Thank you so much.